For more years than we can remember, the Friday before Thanksgiving has meant NPR's Susan Stamberg would try to sneak a notorious family recipe into our broadcast. We love to joke about it, but this morning we hear how much that recipe has come to mean. Here's Susan.
Recently, I learned about a long-ago and faraway Thanksgiving in Kabul, Afghanistan. In 2011, at the height of the military surge, hundreds of Americans, soldiers and civilians, were coming into the country. Anne Exline Starr of the U.S. Agency for International Development said security at the embassy compound was tight.
You had to go under the road to get to the USAID offices, and we were actually in a bunker.
Pretty grim. For Thanksgiving, she organized a potluck dinner in her apartment. With all the Americans in Kabul, Anne was lucky to be in an apartment.
I had lived in a hooch before, you know, containerized housing unit.
Literally a tin container, 10 by 15, a bed, a desk, a chair. That was called a hooch?
Hooch, yeah, we called it the hooch. We were thinking about starting a magazine like Better Hooches and Gardens or something.
Bad enough to be away from home in a war zone in a hooch, but at Thanksgiving.
You know, Thanksgiving is such a family holiday that we've tried to make it fun.
She invited about 100 people. Jonathan Terra came in Kabul doing a media campaign about U.S. aid. He hadn't been there long. He didn't know that many people. His family was far away.
Suddenly, these people you didn't know very well became your family for a day.
And your potluck holiday dinner was as close to the real thing as you could get it. Local markets were too dangerous to visit, so you nabbed carrots and celery from the embassy dining room. Other stuff, too. Wasn't there a kind of different cranberry dish?
I'm not sure who made the cranberry dish.
Is the name Andrew Hyde at all familiar?
It is. I know Andrew.
He made it.
And of course, for the many years, I've heard about a certain cranberry recipe that I thought about.
Wait a minute. You thought about Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish?
Absolutely.
In Kabul, Afghanistan.
That's right.
Andrew, a Foreign Service officer, was working with provincial governments and living in a hooch surrounded by sandbags for protection against a direct hit.
I'm not in an apartment. I can't bake anything.
But you could save the day.
But I could save the day.
With this recipe
exactly.
That you'd listen to. Oh, good
Absolutely. Heaven. So, in fact, I think when I said this to somebody, they kind of looked at me and said, is that all you're going to offer?
I think he might have had a very special recipe he got from someone. Do you know about that?
I do know about that, yes.
So then I had to get the ingredients together.
Yeah, you knew. Well, it would have been easy to get the half a cup of sugar. That would be available.
That was
anyway.
Easy.
You could get the single small onion.
I could get the onion.
Okay. Now, 3/4 of a cup sour cream's not so easy. You know?
That was a little harder. Sour cream was harder. But actually, that the convenience store of all things carried.
And then 2 cups of raw cranberries. That would be hard.
That was actually the single biggest challenge, the raw cranberries. So somebody said, well, why don't you just substitute pomegranate for cranberries?
Hardly.
And I said, well, that's fine, but that's an entirely different recipe.
Right.
So
he found cranberry jelly in the embassy dining room. Ugh. But you forgot a key ingredient.
Horseradish.
Right, horseradish. 2 tablespoons of it. Again, a suggestion from friends.
They said, well, maybe you could use curry. And I said, again, that's fine, but that's a different recipe, and I don't have to really think about that.
The embassy dining room to the rescue.
They actually had a horseradish sauce. So I took a little plastic container and kind of filled that up with the horse. It wasn't the way I know Mama Stamberg would appreciate, but it worked.
He couldn't freeze it. The recipe calls for that. So it was served mushy soupy. And the color was a bit off, not the traditional bright pink. Okay, Pepto-Bismol pink, as some cruels have called it. The Kabul Mama Stamberg's was more bubblegum pink, but they liked it. And I guess it was another country where it might have been called behind your back a weapon of mass destruction. In Afghanistan, Jonathan Terra says it was the taste of home.
Because cranberries are difficult to get abroad, when you have them, it's extra special. This is the kind of thing that brings you back to being back home with your family, is the sight and smell of cranberries. It just doesn't exist anywhere else. Cranberry is something that makes us think of being home and being where we're from.
This year, in the U.S. or Afghanistan or wherever the holiday finds you, have a great Thanksgiving. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can find the original recipe for Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish at npr.org.